Hi, thank you for holding. This is Aureli from Local Splash School Guarantee Team.
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Angel.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Aureli. I will be helping you with the Google Guarantee account. I do see here you already gave us, we're going to be using the same account that we transferred to you before, correct?
Yes, the same account.
Okay, you currently have access to it yourself right now?
Yes.
Alrighty. What we're going to do right now, I'm going to send you the invite so you can give us access to it again. And
okay.
It will be great if you're able to accept it now that I have you on the line. If that is that possible?
Yes.
Alrighty, perfect. So let me go ahead and send you the invite. Allow me just a quick moment, please. Alrighty, the invite has been sent. Would you please refresh your email?
Okay.
You should have received an email. It's not going to be from Local Splash. It's going to be coming directly from Google.
Is the same email address?
I'm sorry?
It's the same email address because I don't see any.
I send it to the one we made the transfer to. The one you have registered on the Google Guarantee.
Google Guarantee, that's strange. I don't see any. Maybe internet.
Are you checking up on your email? You got anything?
No, I still don't get anything. Something must have happened.
Can you refresh your inbox one more time, just in case?
Yes, that's what I'm doing again.
Okay.
Still. It's angeljunkal81@gmail.com.
I cannot see the email that we're sending it to because I just sent it to with the client ID number. That's the only thing that we use. But since I'm sending it to that account, you should be receiving it to the email that we've registered here, the one you have registered. Allow me one moment, please.
Okay.
Anything?
No.
Okay, let me try to resend it over again. It's the same account we had before, correct? If I'm not mistaken, is the one ending with
yes.
account number 4852?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe checking the spam folder also?
That's what I'm trying.
Okay. I already resent it over twice, so you should be receiving the email. You should have received the first one by now. Normally, it doesn't take this long for it to arrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't see any.
Let me see. When we transferred the account to you, did you give access to anybody else or full control of your Gold Guarantee account?
Yes, the, who was doing was Fatima, and but she no longer worked with me, so that's why I take it back. But that's
okay.
That's strange if she was using different email.
If she was using a different email and that's the one we use, she might have the access to it.
Yeah.
So the invites that I just sent over right now twice might have arrived to her email.
Oh.
And I cannot view them because we don't have the access of the account owner.
So, yeah, because I'm not getting at all.
You're not getting anything at all?
No. You say you sent it three times, right?
I sent it twice. You want me to send it a third time?
It's not coming. I don't know what to do.
You also did check your spam folder you mentioned, right?
Yeah, I checked in the spam. It's nothing there.
No, okay. That's very strange. Normally, it doesn't take this long for it. But if it's not that correct email that you're checking, I'm afraid it's arriving to someone else's email. In this case, it could be Fatima's. You will need to get in touch with her. And maybe since you are the business owner, I mean, I don't think she's going to need the account anymore, so she can give you full control of your own account. You can manage it yourself. And whenever you would like to give access to someone else to manage the account, I mean, you're still going to own it. You're not going to be asking someone else to have the access to it or someone else just managing your full control of the account.
Yeah.
I mean, if you continue with the service with us, we can go ahead and just keep the account. And if you cancel with us, you can just remove our access from it and you can add whoever else is going to help you or add us again. But, I mean, you as the business owners, you're going to have the full control of the account, you know?
Right.
So that's what it's very important for you to have your email. I understand sometimes people help you out. But it's very important for you to have your own email register in all your business accounts. So if anything happens, you will have the whole control of your accounts.
Yeah. Why would she do that if she put her email?
I would recommend you to check with her first to see what's going on.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
want to
give you wrong expectations.
Phone. Yeah. I don't know what else. Let me see. Maybe I have another email better. But that's supposed to be the only email using it.
I'm checking here on my notations to see what was the email that it was used. Okay, this is the billing details. Okay. Okay, according to the notations here, you should have received an email to angeljunkal81@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my email. And that's why it's not showing up at all.
Not even spam, trash folder, anywhere?
No. No, I checked the last email they got is from one of the customers, and that's it.
Okay.
But that's the right email I always use.
That's strange, because I'm sending the account. I'm getting the account number from what we had before registered here. And it shows the same account number in the notation. So if we are, I am sending the account number to the correct account.
Okay.
Let me see what else we can do. See, we can do here. The thing is that since we don't have access to the account, there's nothing much that we can do.
Right.
And I cannot view anything on the account if I don't have the access to. Do you think we can schedule an appointment? Maybe you're not seeing the correct email in there, could be?
Yeah.
We can do a video conference?
Maybe, yeah, that should be okay too.
Okay, do you think we can schedule it for today or for tomorrow? A video conference will require at least for you to be on a computer so we can be able to share screens and you can see what I see or I can see where you are standing on the account right now.
I'm free right now. I can schedule it now.
Excellent. So what we're going to do right now, on the email that we scheduled the appointment before, I am going to attach link for the email invite so you can review it. So allow me just a quick moment. Are you currently on a computer right now?
Yes.
Okay. So you should be able to open the invite through. Email. So let me set it up. I'm going to set up the appointment for... $3.55, just a few minutes away from right now. And I'm going to add your email here. Okay, you should have received an email now with the invite.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
Okay, you should have a link so you can access to it.
Okay.
You should be able to access the link. It's going to take you to the camera. And it's going to be coming, or it's going to be going to Google Meet. But we need to make sure we are using Chrome instead of Safari or anything else related to Apple. We need to make sure it's Google that we're using right now. I don't want to let you go on the phone before I see that you are in the meeting.
Yes.
Let me see. I'm going to join the meeting. I don't know if you can see that I'm in there. Okay, I see you now. So we need to hang up the phone call so we'll have two voicings. Okay? Hello, hi Angel.